The Senate Committee on Health will come to order. Good afternoon. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with these orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We are holding our committee hearings here in the Capitol. I ask all members of the committee to be present in the Senate chamber so we can establish a quorum and begin our hearing. To allow the public access, we've admitted members of the public in the hearing room to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and we'll be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website, and it will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 877-336-4437. Again, 877-336-4437. And the access code is 826-8428. Again, the access code is 826-8428. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and/or committee website. When we move to public comment, you'll be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you'll be unmuted and you are now ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we're able to hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. As chair, I will maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. Today, we have one bill on the agenda, SB 473 by Senator Bates. Before we hear presentation on the bills, let's establish a quorum. Consultant, please call the roll for establishing quorum.
Pan.
Here.
Pan here. Melendez. Melendez here. Eggman.
Here.
Eggman here. Gonzalez. Here. Gonzalez here. Grove.
Here.
Grove here. Hurtado. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. Limon.
Here.
Limon here. Roth. Here. Roth here. Rubio.
Present.
Here. Rubio here. Wiener.
Okay, I see it.
Okay. Thank you. The consultant notes a quorum has been established. So now we'll begin with our SB 473, item number one. Senator Bates, welcome. Please begin your testimony.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Dr. Pan and members. And I would like to first begin with a big thank you to Dr. Pan and the committee staff for their work on the bill. I will be accepting the committee's proposed amendments to exclude from any deductibles the equipment and supplies for the medically necessary management and treatment of diabetes. Senate Bill 473 will help address the high treatment costs for millions of Californians with this disease. I introduced this bill after learning about the costs of diabetic treatment from one of my constituents. It will place a cap on copays, deductibles, coinsurance, or other cost-sharing requirement on an insulin prescription of $35 per month per each dosage form of insulin products. Diabetes is a chronic disease with short and long-term health effects that prevent the proper production of and or response to insulin, a hormone that facilitates the transfer of glucose into cells to provide energy. Maintaining a proper blood sugar level is critical to maintaining good health and preventing complications which can be life-threatening for people with diabetes. People with this disease spend 2 to 3 times more on healthcare expenses than a person without the condition. The average list price of a brand name insulin nearly tripled between 2007 and 2018. Even the governor recognized the high cost of insulin in his budget proposal yesterday. The rising cost of insulin has affected people with this disease. For people who need life-sustaining insulin and cannot afford it, the choices are frightening. They can find themselves between choosing insulin or putting food on their tables. This is unacceptable. No one should have to ration their insulin due to costs. SB 473 will give people with diabetes certainty on their maximum cost sharing for their life-saving insulin, which will allow them to focus on managing their chronic condition. I have with me today two witnesses, Kari Cox, my constituent. I have known Kari since she was 11 years old, has been a constituent since that time, and is a family friend. My second witness is Cher Gonzalez, representing the American Diabetes Association.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Before we begin with the testimony, just want to make mention that due to constraints regarding the length of hearings, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, the chair will institute time limits on testimony. Each side will be permitted an equal amount of time. It's 2 minutes per witness with a total of 4 minutes on each side for registered testimony in favor and opposition. All others who wish to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measure. So we have two witnesses, as noted by Senator Bates, who have registered to testify in support. So moderator, please bring onto the line Kari Cox and Cher Gonzalez. We begin with Kari Cox. You have 2 minutes. If you go over that time, that will come out the total 4 minute time, so that will reduce the amount of time for Ms. Gonzalez. So let's go ahead and begin with Kari Cox.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Senators. My name is Kari Cox, and I live in Aliso Viejo with my husband and my two sons, Sebastian and Theodore. I'm here today to talk about my son, Sebastian. Sebastian is 7 years old. He loves Paw Patrol, math, and building with Legos. He was diagnosed with a life-threatening autoimmune disease, type 1 diabetes, just before his second birthday. This means that he is insulin dependent for life. He either gets 4 to 10 insulin shots per day or continuous insulin delivery with a pump. It's like walking on eggshells 24/7. We constantly monitor his blood sugar. If it's too high, he gets ketones and he could go into diabetic ketoacidosis and die. If he's too low, he'll have a seizure and he could have brain damage or die. Almost every night, I wake up to alarms on his continuous glucose monitor. It could be because his sugars are out of range, we have a signal loss, or any other number of reasons. With my heart pounding, I run and I stumble into my kid's room to see if my son's okay. In the dark, we poke his fingers to get his blood sugar reading, and we do what needs to be done. We often fall asleep next to him just to make sure he's safe. Currently, Sebastian needs about 1.5 vials of short-term acting insulin a month to keep him alive. We just started a new pump that uses even more insulin, and at this very moment, I'm working with our pharmacist to try to figure out how to convince our insurance company to cover the new higher amount of insulin we need. The relief on the cost of insulin that Senate Bill 473 will give to families living with insulin-dependent diabetes means the world to us. It is literally life-saving. We ask for your help, and we urge you to pass SB 473. And additionally, I want to add a big personal thank you to Senator Pat Bates. Pat, you're a close friend of our family, and we're so grateful that you've taken up this worthy cause. On behalf of my son Sebastian and my family, thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's move on to Cher Gonzalez from the American Diabetes Association. You have a minute and 59 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon. Cher Gonzalez speaking on behalf of the American Diabetes Association in strong support of SB 473. We would like to begin our remarks by thanking the author for being a strong advocate for the diabetes community, as well as Mr. Chair for being a strong advocate for Californians living with chronic disease. According to the CDC, more than 3 million or 10% of California's adult population has been diagnosed with diabetes. The prevalence increases with age. One out of every 6 adult Californians age 65 and above have type 2 diabetes, and this rate is higher among minorities and Californians with low income. An ADA patient survey confirmed that many individuals who face high out-of-pocket costs of insulin are not adhering to their diabetes care plan and instead are rationing insulin for financial reasons. Insulin is essential to maintaining appropriate blood glucose levels and reducing the risk of serious complications from COVID-19. SB 473 is part of a movement that is sweeping the nation at both the state and federal level in an effort to protect people living with diabetes who need insulin to survive, particularly in the era of COVID-19. Now, amid the COVID-19 epidemic and its high impact on high-risk populations with chronic conditions like diabetes, it is even more critical to eliminate costly barriers to life-saving insulin prescriptions for Californians. We therefore ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Now let's move on to other additional witnesses in support, name, organization, position only. We'll begin with the public gallery. Please begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Fred Notwart, representing Pharma in support of SB 473. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no additional witnesses in the public gallery, moderator, please open the lines to witnesses who wish to testify in support of SB 473, name, organization, position only.
Thank you. If you would like to testify in support for SB 473, please press 1 followed by 0. Now, an AT&T operator is going to briefly give you your line number and then place you directly back into the queue. So, again, show support for SB 473, please press 1-0. Moment, please. Mm-hmm. Of one participant queuing up. For anybody else, go ahead and hit 1-0 to express support for SB 473. And we'll go to line 136. You are open.
Good afternoon. Fielding Greaves with Biocom California in strong support. Thank you.
Thank you. Next line.
Thank you. And as a final reminder, please press 1-0 to show support. And Mr. Chair, nobody else is queuing up.
Thank you so very much. We'll now move on to witnesses in opposition to SB 473. We have two witnesses in registered opposition for testimony. So, moderator, please bring onto the line Jed Hampton from the California Association of Health Plans and Stephanie Watkins from the Association of California Life and Health Insurance Companies. We'll begin with Jed Hampton. You each have 2 minutes, total 4 minutes together for your testimony in opposition.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Jed Hampton with California Association of Health Plans, regrettably here in opposition to SB 473. First, we want to state that we absolutely understand and sympathize with patients who are burdened with the high cost of insulin. And we share our enrollees' frustrations that the exponential rise of prescription drug prices is continuing to drive the increasing costs within our healthcare system. We have continually and vociferously expressed that addressing the affordability of prescription drugs within our healthcare system is critical to maintaining affordability for our enrollees. Specifically for insulin, we have seen a 55% average cost increase since 2014 with no end in sight. It is also important to note that these prices continue to increase without any major medical improvements to the drug. Regrettably, SB 473 does nothing to temper the rampant price increases implemented by the manufacturers of insulin. As you know, California currently limits patient cost sharing for all prescription drugs to $250 for a 30-day supply. And this cap was carefully and thoughtfully negotiated to protect all consumers from the high cost of specialty drugs while ensuring that the overall cost of healthcare remained affordable. Unfortunately, SB 473 in its current form directly interferes with that goal by establishing an arbitrary price cap on insulin without addressing the root cause of its high price, which is the ever-increasing price the drug manufacturers are charging for this life-saving drug. We do want to acknowledge the amendments that are coming out of this committee today, and we will be reviewing with our members. But ultimately, we are concerned that SB 473 will increase the cost of premiums for all of our enrollees, a fact that is underscored in the California Health Benefits Review Program's analysis, which projects that this bill will increase premiums by approximately $52 million. While member companies remain committed to providing the best possible care for our enrollees, we believe that this measure will needlessly drive up healthcare costs at the worst possible time as we continue to navigate our way through the COVID-19 pandemic. For these reasons, we respectfully oppose SB 473, and we look forward to working with the author on this measure moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's now bring on Stephanie Watkins. You have 1 minute, 57 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Stephanie Watkins on behalf of the Association of California Life and Health Insurance Companies. I appreciate the opportunity to share with you some of our concerns with respect to SB 473. First, I'd like to echo many of my colleagues' comments and also highlight for you our concerns regarding the impact this measure could have on the healthcare system. As was previously mentioned, California limits patient cost sharing for all prescription drugs to $250 for a 30-day supply. The cap was carefully and thoughtfully negotiated in order to protect all consumers from the high cost of specialty drugs while ensuring that the cost of healthcare remained affordable. This bill directly interferes with that goal as it increases the cost of premiums for all insureds and enrollees by treating insulin drugs differently. By arbitrarily reducing the cost sharing of insulin drugs, you socialize that additional expense against all ratepayers, ultimately creating winners and losers within our healthcare system by treating individual enrollees differently based on the specific disease and or drug that they take. Our concern with respect to the affordability of this bill is further sort of developed in the CHBRP analysis. As it was amended, this bill would cost approximately $59 million in additional premium costs. Changing the prescription drug benefits in this manner makes it difficult for insurers to meet their statutory required actuarial value percentages, especially in the bronze level plans. If a mandated reduction in cost sharing impacts the actual value, for plans and insurers may be forced to increase other cost-sharing components in order to keep the overall benefit design within the required actuarial value. Addressing the affordability of prescription drugs and the ability of those who need them to absorb the rising costs is a critical and continuing issue. Ultimately, it is the underlying rising cost of prescription drugs that drives the need for cost-sharing and factors greatly into increasing the cost of healthcare. Currently, prescription drugs are the second highest expense incurred by health plans and insurers. For these reasons, we are currently opposed to the bill in print. We look forward to working with the author, but regrettably are opposed today.
Thank you. We'll now move on to additional witnesses in opposition to SB 473. We'll begin with the public gallery. Seeing no one at the public gallery, move on to a teleconference line. Moderator, please open the lines to witnesses who wish to testify in opposition to SB 473, name, organization, and position only.
Thank you. To testify in opposition to SB 473, please press 1 followed by 0 at this time. An operator will quickly give you your line number and then place you back into the queue. We'll start with line 131. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. Stephanie Morwell on behalf of America's Health Insurance Plans in regretful opposition.
Thank you. Next line.
Reminder, please press 10 to express opposition for SB 473 and line 133. You are open.
Good afternoon, Ashley Hoffman on behalf of the California Chamber of Commerce and respectful opposition. Thank you.
Thank you. Next line.
We have no other participants queuing up at this time, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, moderator. We'll bring it back to the committee. Questions or comments from committee members? Senator Leyva.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to thank Senator Bates for bringing this bill forward. It's just unconscionable that in the United States of America, in California, that there are people who can't afford insulin. The woman who testified is like hundreds of others who their children are born, no fault of their own, with this disease or immunocompromised system. And then to not be able to afford the life-saving drugs that the child needs, I can't even imagine that as a parent. So really, really excited and happy to support this bill today.
Other questions or comments from committee members? Okay, seeing none. Senator Bates, I too want to thank you so much for working with me on this particular issue. We've discussed this issue before here in this committee. My preference would have been is that we've actually have a solution more across the board for all chronic diseases. Certainly, patients who need insulin, who have diabetes, have tremendous needs. I also want to recognize that there are other chronic diseases as well, where they also deserve the same protections. And I appreciate the fact that you held your bill back to give me a chance to see whether we could actually negotiate something that was broader. Unfortunately, we have not been successful yet. I heard the health plans testifying that they didn't want a disease-by-disease approach, and so we tried a broader approach that wasn't disease-by-disease. However, given the fact that we have not been able to advance that policy forward, which we did pass out of this committee, I am pleased to support your bill because we cannot continue to wait because we can't succeed in that broader bill, patients like the child of Carrie Cox. and other patients with diabetes should not have to wait because we were not able to move the broader policy. So while certainly I prefer that we do a broader policy, certainly I support your bill today. Appreciate you taking the amendment so we can take care of some of the other aspects of diabetes care. And again, really appreciate you working with me and being patient to allow me this chance to try to work out the larger issues. But certainly because we haven't been able to advance that, want to support you and your efforts so that we can at least address the patients with diabetes. And with that, if there's any other, Senator Grove, did you have a comment?
I just have to move the bill.
Okay, it's been moved by Senator Grove. The motions do pass amended, but first amendment referred to the Committee on Appropriations. So with that, Senator Bates, would you like to close?
I just want to thank you for, I think, the very thoughtful comments, both on part of certainly the proponents and the opponents, knowing that this is a very significant issue and a very costly one. What Ms. Cox didn't share with you is her costs annually have approached about $30,000. That's about $3,000 a month after the deductible must be paid. So this is something that's on Build Better Back and President Biden's proposals. The governor's looking at it. So I think we see there's a need there, not just for this particular drug, but I think this is a good start, knowing that people's lives hang in the balance, especially during this extremely long pandemic that we're experiencing here in planet Earth. So I appreciate it. I ask for your aye vote, and I know a member, I think Senator Rubio, expressed an interest in being a co-author. I'm open to any and all who would like to join us. And again, it's a work in progress, and I'm certainly open to working with you, Dr. Pan, and certainly the opponents, so we come to something that has to be near term. So with that, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Bates. Again, the bill's been moved by Senator Grove, and the motions do pass as amended, but first amend and re-refer to the Committee on Appropriations. Consultant, please call the roll.
Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Melendez.
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Eggman.
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Gonzalez.
Aye.
Gonzalez, aye. Grove.
Aye.
Grove, aye. Hurtado.
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Limon.
Aye.
Limon, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Rubio.
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
I want.
Okay, the bill's out 11-0. All right, and so with that, that concludes this the agenda for this hearing of the Senate Committee on Health. I want to thank all the individuals who participated in public testimony today. If you are not able to testify today, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Senate Health Committee or visit our website. Your committee and suggestions are important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing records. I want to thank you and appreciate your participation. I want to thank everyone here for your patience and cooperation. I want to thank all the staff who worked on it, and of course, thank you for all the members for coming in for this very important hearing. With that, the Senate Committee on Health is now adjourned.